10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Still dreaming about that Saturday. We'll be able to be in the park. Maybe by the 4th of July.
Saturday in the park. I think it was the 4th of July.
Dean Richards is with us now from Channel 9 with entertainment news. What will we do without the One World Together at Home show Saturday night and The Last Dance last night? Hi, Dean.
Oh, man. Two epic television events. You watched the One World concert on Saturday. I know you were excited about it.
Yeah, it did not disappoint.
I thought it was great. It's been so, I mean, you know, everybody has their own opinion about different things. But I just find so interesting on social media. You know, some people said it was depressing. Some people thought that it was lip-synced. Some people thought this. Some people thought that. I left those 2 hours. I only watched the 2 hours, not like you, where you watched the four-hour pregame that was on social media before that. I only watched the 2 hours.
That was great.
And I just thought the performances were great, but I was just so moved and uplifted by the stories of the healthcare workers, which really—that's really what this was all about. They were not asking for money. They, you know, did not, you know, tell you to text in and give us money and do this and do that. It was just an awareness campaign to thank healthcare workers and frontline workers during all we were, all we are still are going through. I have a little montage here if you want to hear some of the performances.
Yeah, sure. Give us a little hint as to who we're going to hear in this clip, Dean.
You're going to hear Lady Gaga. You're going to hear Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, Billie Eilish, Casey Musgraves, Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello. You're going to hear Elton John in this. You're going to hear Lizzo doing the old Sam Cooke song, Change is Going to Come. You're going to hear the finale of the show, which literally I was brought to tears watching Lady Gaga, John Legend, Andrea Bocelli, and Celine Dion do the beautiful song, The Prayer. This is just a little sampling of the special on Saturday night.
I'm Jimmy Fallon.
I'm Jimmy Kimmel.
And I'm Stephen Jimmy Colbert. We'll be your hosts for tonight's event, One World Together at Home.
Smile though your heart is breaking. Smile even though it's aching.
Lean on me when you're not strong. And I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Well, Lady Madonna, children at your feet, wonder how you manage to make ends meet.
You hold tight to your umbrella, but darling, I'm just trying.
Sometimes, yeah.
Lang Lang accompanying Gaga, Celine, Bocelli, and John Legend with one of the most beautiful versions of that song, The Prayer, that I've ever heard. What I've been getting a lot of reaction on was the clip from the Rolling Stones in which Mick Jagger first appeared, and then Keith Richards, not what I expected his house to look like.
A nice couch.
He had a nice couch, but I expected, like, you know, beads on the instead of doors, and I don't know, smoke everywhere. I expected it to be more dungeon-like. Ronnie Wood was fantastic on guitar. And then there was Charlie Watts, the drummer, who was drumming. It looked like sort of air drumming, yet you could hear drum sounds.
Well, he was hitting, it looked like he was hitting some amp cases and
right.
a table with his sticks.
And a chair and, yeah. and all that. But some drummer friends of mine called me and told me that is he was using something that's called aerodrums, which is a high-tech kind of drumstick that between your motions that you're making as a drummer, a camera watching you to anticipate your motions, it creates the sound that an actual drum kit would make. So he was actually making those drum sounds with those drumsticks that he was making.
Cool.
So it was super cool and super high-tech with that.
Yeah, I was wondering about how they did that. I mean, they're in four different locations and they're synced up. So when they record that, and all of the performances were pre-recorded, but when they record something like that, just exactly how do they do that?
I don't know. I don't know if, like, one guy does his version, and then the next guy listens to the previous version and adds his, and then the next guy listens to the two people and adds it. I don't know if they layer it like that. What I also found really cool was the Keith Urban song. Mm-hmm. He did Stevie Winwood's Higher Love, and at first Keith Urban appears by himself, and then another guy walks onto the set. And the first thing I noticed was, oh, he's wearing the same shoes that Keith Urban is wearing. Oh, wait a minute, that is Keith Urban.
Yeah, it's
so
him.
Then there were two Keith Urbans,
yeah.
And then a third Keith Urban walks on, and they're all accompanying each other and singing and doing harmony, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and his wife made an appearance.
And Nicole Kidman. Never hurts when Nicole Kidman shows up.
Yeah, I thought that maybe Jennifer Lopez did a lip sync, but the rest of them, everybody seemed to be recording live, and as I was talking about earlier, it doesn't seem to bother anybody anymore, the quality of the sound in somebody's
right,
living room.
Right.
I mean, it was fantastic. And you're so right, Dean, about how moving it was and what a great job they did with the vignettes of first responders, health
right.
professionals,
yeah.
The very nurses
moving.
And doctors.
Very, very moving.
And they raised, and as you say, without doing a telethon, from corporations and philanthropists, they raised like almost $130 million, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, that'll go to different charity groups and the World Health Organization. I'm not sure if Jennifer Lopez was lip synced or not, because a lot of times these virtual recordings are out of sync anyway, so I couldn't tell. But I thought her version, you know, take on Barbara Streisand's song "People,"
yeah,
that's pretty gutsy.
It sounded good,
and I thought
yeah.
she did a really nice job with it. The one puzzling one was Elton John,
In his backyard.
But it sounds like when you go to the dentist and you get Novocaine and you don't quite have full the control of your mouth yet.
Yeah, what was going on with that?
I don't know what it was. I don't know if he couldn't hear very well. I'm not sure, but I think he may have had some dental work right before that.
From his forthcoming album, The Novocaine Sessions.
I have a feeling.
All right, let's talk about The Last Dance and more after a quick break. Here,
Get Nightly up.
Nope, sorry, Dean. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry, everybody. Go ahead.
Take two. Get nightly updates on COVID-19's impact in Chicago nationwide. Weeknights at 10:30 on WGN-TV, and then all the day's sports news at a new time, GN Sports, 10:45 weeknights.
And I was making fun earlier of Channel 5 News one day last week when I saw Rob Stafford, who is anchoring from home, yeah, and Allison Rosati in the studio. They were promoting something, giving a tease, and they were both talking at the same time, and then they stopped, and then they both started again talking at the same time. So now they can talk about me.
I love that.
You're
understandably excited about Paul Harvey.
That's it. So I'm all a Twitter about that.
Everybody's all excited. I can't wait.
And everybody was excited about The Last Dance. We've been talking about it all morning. That has to be one of the best. And I don't know if it's going to be, it's going to hold for like all 10 hours, but from the 2 hours last night, one of the best sports documentaries I've ever seen.
Look, I'm not even, like the biggest sports head in the world, as anybody that has listened to WGN over the past several decades knows. But I could not take my eyes off that documentary last night. I cannot wait for the future episodes. It not only reminded us of what an amazing player that Michael Jordan was, it gave us some of the behind the scenes of some of the most famous moments from those golden years, but it took us all back to this very special time in Chicago when, Chicago had gone through such a drought of sports, and Michael Jordan and this colorful cast of characters that surrounded him came along and mesmerized not only Chicago, but the entire world. And, people, some of the greatest names in basketball are reacting to it this morning. Magic Johnson this morning tweeted that Michael Jordan's Last Dance was fantastic. I love all 2 hours. Young fans that never got to see Michael play now understand why he is the greatest of all time. Dwayne Wade said, if I had three wishes in my life, I would have asked for the Last Dance. MJ had it all. He had that it. That he was chosen to be the greatest of all time. And there's just one accolade after another from some of, the greatest of all time. Carolina Basketball last night tweeted a quote by Roy Williams saying, Michael Jordan is the only player that could ever turn it on and off, and he never freaking turned it off.
Yeah.
That was just, one amazing comment. Stephen Marbury talking about Michael, saying that Michael shouldn't even be ranked with Kobe and LeBron because he said Jordan is not from Earth. He's different. And you'll see that when Last Dance drops. And that was so true. Just to watch his magic on the court, so interesting to hear him tell stories, the behind-the-scenes stories, his love and admiration for Scottie Pippen last night and what Pippen went through during those years. I can't wait till next week when we get an episode about Dennis Rodman and what kind of a circus that was.
Yeah, and for anybody who missed it, ESPN is rerunning the previous week's episodes before the new one, so that means 6 o'clock Chicago time Sunday night, you get the first 2 hours, and then the next 2 hours starting at 8. And I can't stay up anymore on Sunday night for that. I've got to rearrange my schedule. And
right,
like, I'll watch 1 hour, then tape the second, and watch it the next day so I can go to bed at a reasonable hour. But it was worth staying up for last night.
It was. It sure was. It's worth being tired. I mean, for other people are going, hey, it ended at like 10 o'clock. It's not for us, that's
yeah,
through 5 in the morning. Doubles.
And then, let's see, time for one more story. I love this Bob Dylan handwritten lyrics for sale story, Dean.
Yeah, he is selling the lyrics, handwritten lyrics for some of his greatest songs of all time. They're going for a pretty penny. I would personally buy them just myself because I've never been able to understand a word that Bob Dylan's been able to say, has said. So the opportunity now to get the original handwritten lyrics for The Times They Were Changin', Lay Lady Lay, or Subterranean Homesick Blues is an opportunity. They're being auctioned off. They're expecting Times They Are Changing, the opening price At an auction site, $2.2 million.
Wow.
Subterranean Homesick Blues, $1.2 million. And Lay Lady Lay, the opening bid on that, $650,000. If you go to Auctioneer's Moments in Time, you can actually take a look at the lyrics there. And that's actually good enough for me.
You know what? I've heard Paul McCartney talk about this, how back in the day, those guys would just leave handwritten lyrics laying around in the studio, and they didn't think about them ever being valuable someday, but they certainly are. Yeah. We had a message here that may explain how the Stones and other artists do that, Dean. You just record your Zoom session. So you can all be playing on Zoom at the same time.
Okay.
Right?
So can you hear each other? I guess.
Yeah.
I know you can hear each other, but is it? I guess it's in real time, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Makes sense, I guess.
I'd ask Keith Richard to explain it, but he probably doesn't even know what happened.
He doesn't know that he actually did the session.
Dean Richards on Entertainment from Channel 9 and here on the radio again at this time tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Dean.